Firstly, because it's hardly just to do. Hardly can you do it? We use the many solids and then lifted up their arms and then we surrounded them. The general was pursuing them, the hero mobile, they were terrified. But he sat open and they cried out to Hashem. So Rashi says in this passage, what does it mean by Yitzaku? They cried out to Hashem. Rashi says, Topsu umnis avoisa. That the Kfar Yisrael grabbed on, they held on to the profession, so to say. Umnis avoisa, what their forefathers did, the Eis Sorrow. The Abraham says, he died. By Yitzchak says, Lasuach basadeh. He went out, he died in Minche. By Yaakov says, Vayivka bamokim, he died in Meir. So the Jewish people at the Yam acted the way Abraham Avinu, the way Yitzchak Avinu, the way Yaakov Avinu acted. Now the Mephoshim asks, what is the comparison of the Jewish people at the Yam to Abraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov? Klal at the Yam is a tefillah be'ez sorrow. Ramban speaks about a tefillah be'ez sorrow. They were surrounded. The Yam on one side, the Midbar on the other side, the Mitzriyim are pursuing them. That is a tefillah be'ez sorrow that's unbelievable. Now, on a normal day, Abraham Avinu gets up in the morning, he comes to Beis Medrash, and he dines a Shabbos. Yitzchak dines a Minchah. 2:30 in the afternoon, okay, that's a simple Monday morning, simple Tuesday afternoon, and a Wednesday Meirik. Compare a tefillah be'ez sorrow to Avraham Avinu's davening. Good kasha. What's the comparison? Okay, so one of the great ones, Rabbi Yeruchim, was the Mira Mashkiah, and he said, what do you learn from it? You learn a lesson in what it means davening. When Avraham Avinu davened the simple shachris, when Yitzchak davened the simple Minche, they davened it like Klal Yisrael at the Yam. They davened like a tefillah be'ez sorrow. Rabbi Yisrael, I need it. That's not he comes and he davens. He does a favor to the Rabbi Yisrael. He's davening. A person has to feel he needs what he is davening. Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha says, when a person davens, Bishmoyna Esrei, Halacha, Yisbal Derech Tachanun, a person should daven and beg, Kirosh HaMavakish BaPesach, like a poor man, bangs at the door, Ubenachas, slowly, Bishalei Tira Halav Kemasa, Shemoneh Esrei is not a load, it's not something you just say and we've done with. A person has to feel, oh, I need it, and you know, look on the side, the time writes, Yizohir, a person has to be very careful, if not, maybe he is not Yoitzeh, Shemoneh Esrei. The fellow says, Revoinu, he says, Barech Hameinu, Parnoseh, and it's going good for him, he's doing just fine. But if he doesn't daven, everybody's from, I need it, it could be he wasn't Yoitzeh, he's Shemoneh Esrei. Now that's an important lesson. That's how the others daven every single day. Abraham Avinu's davening, and Yitzchak's davening, and Yaakov's davening was, I need it, like the Jewish people, the Eis Tzoro at the Yam. Yesterday I met the rabbi from Malei Adumim, by Gross. He asked me, what's doing there? I know. He says to me, Rabbi, he says, Rebbe, do you daven for us? That's what he asked me. Okay? Do you daven for us? Do you care for the matzah? Anybody that heard the news from this past week is unbelievable, right? A lady in Asnil that was killed in front of her 6 kids, murdered, momish, in front of her 7-year-old daughter. I mean, such a pellet. And every week we hear this. A person has to feel. I'm here in Kutzlaret. And I learned, Masnahu, Amrahi, Toises, and Toises are Rosh, and Mitzvah, and Miri, and Kaval. And we learn Shoshim, and we learn Tanakh, and we learn, oh yes, it's beautiful. We eat well, we're doing just fine here. And there is Yisrael HaMatzav, to care for the matzah. That is an important lesson here from this pasuk. Let's take it to heart. The person's davening, we're not just here, up your davening, just finish the davening, slow down. Let's think of it. Yispal, the Derech Tachanunim, that's what Avraham Avinu taught us. Yitzchak Avinu taught us, that's the way a person has to daven, should take it to heart.